Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 10:27, Johannesburg 8:26, Polokwane 6:23, Mbombela 12:23 en Rustenburg 9:26 grade.
In the traffic, Mike 1 northbound, there's been a crash near Woodmead. It is backed up all the way through Sandton and down to about Corlett Drive at the moment. And as you get through the Buccleuch interchange north towards Allendale, there's another accident on that route. It is slow.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. The Springboks are hopeful that skipper Siya Kolisi will be able to face the All Blacks in Cape Town and Joshua Kimmich to take over as Germany captain.
Die spesiale ondersoekeenheid het die groen lig ontvang om 9 omstrede Eskom kontrakte te ondersoek, insluitend die wat met Gupta verwante maatskappye verbind word. Die ondersoek dek steenkool verkryging en voorafbetalings. Die eenheid sal sy ondersoek uitbrei na sake wat deur die staatskaping ondersoek uitgewys is. Nou in Mpumalanga waar een verdagte doodgeskiet is en twee ander gewond is in 'n skietgeveg met die polisie in KwaGafontein. Polisie woordvoerder Donald Dooley sê beamptes het 'n belangrike operasie uitgevoer na berigte van ernstige misdaadbedrywighede waaronder afpersing en poging tot moord insluit. Hy sê waardevolle leidraad het beamptes na die gebied gelei.
The SAPS in Mpumalanga members immediately went and as they approached the group of suspects, the suspects began firing some shots. Then one of the suspects, who is believed to be a ringleader, managed to escape, and we suspect that he could be approaching medical facilities, hospitals.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die regering van nasionale eenheid stel steeds die Afrika Unie se agenda vir 2063 voorop. Ramaphosa het gepraat op die China-Afrika samewerking spitsberaad en Afrika se verbintenis beklemtoon. Dit is bevordering van die belange van Afrika en die globale suide.
Development cooperation between our two countries continues to grow, covering many areas. We welcome the progress made in several FOCAC-related projects. I really appreciated China's support for the positive outcomes that were achieved then. So South Africa will continue to support China in delivering a successful FOCAC summit.
Goeie nuus, die Tafelberg Sweefspoor het heropen nadat dit vir 7 weke lank gesluit was vir instandhouding. Die Weskamps premier Alan Windey het bevestig meer as 7000 kaartjies is vandag verkoop aan die begin van toerisme maand.
Tourism, it means economic growth, it means jobs. Go and vote for this mountain. Let's make sure the world knows that we have this mountain here in Cape Town in South Africa. It is a major tourism attraction. It is one of the 7 natural wonders of the world.
En van een toerist aantreklikheid na nog een in Frankryk, die burgemeester van Parys en Hidalgo het 'n ewige debat ontlok deur te sê sy wil die Olimpiese ringe op die voltooring hou. Sy sê die internasionale Olimpiese komitee het ingestem so die ringe sal bly. Sommige mense steun die plan, maar ander sê dit sal die Franse hoofstad se ikoniese monument ontsier. Ek is Chanel Septema, top story at this hour. The Special Investigating Unit has received the green light to investigate 9 controversial Eskom contracts worth billions.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.